That was the Inspector Gadget theme from the TV show, which was a cartoon, I think. But now, Graham, that's you, Graham Kemlow. You've been having fun with a travel gadget that is perfect for travellers heading to a country where they can't speak the language. By using this gadget, travellers will be able to find accommodation and not go hungry, as it translates their every whim. And as Graham will tell you, I hope, and we hope to demonstrate, it is very easy to use. So over to you, Graham. Tell us how it works.
Well, thank you, Veronica. Thank you for handing over to me. It's not working, Veronica.
Oh, dear.
This is in bad.
Muchas gracias por esperar. No puedo. Gracias por esperar por mí.
You see? That was it. Now, this is not connected to the net. It is a standalone device, and you saw the box. It Fedicum looks like an Apple device, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It's very classy.
It's called ILI, I-L-I, and it's a portable translator. And you hang it around your neck, and then you walk into the shop. And now, the one we've got here, it speaks Spanish, Japanese, and Chinese, but it takes a little minute to translate some more complex phrases. So maybe my phrase was a bit long there, but if I say something else, hello, how are you?
Hola, ¿cómo se encuentra?
So my little Spanish girlfriend comes out with that in a flash, doesn't she?
Yeah, so you just press the button and she thinks about it for a minute.
Yep.
And well, less than a minute in that case.
Yeah. Now, they say you're not going to be able to negotiate your next contract with a real estate agent when you buy on Mallorca using this. Okay?
No, I don't think it's that
sophisticated.
No.
But... and I haven't got it turned on as we're talking now because it would probably be spewing stuff out at us at a rate of knots we can't even understand. Now, it comes, as I said, in Spanish, in Japanese and Chinese. Now, maybe there's a reason behind the madness. There are a lot of people around the world who speak Spanish.
Like, yes.
Spanish is the most spoken language in the USA now.
Yeah, that's right, with Mexico.
And people from Latin America.
Oh, Latin America, of course.
And then you've got the Japanese. Well, there's a few of them around.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Chinese are the largest tourist numbers by far, much more, like twice the number of Americans as twice the number of Chinese travel as Americans travel. So...
the hottest spot to go to at the moment as far as destination goes.
Yeah, well, so do you want to try it? Let the listeners know we haven't cheated. So hold the button down. This is a little thing. It's about a third of the size of an iPhone.
Hello, I'd like to go and buy some salami.
Hola, quisiera ir y comprar salami.
Did you hear
Push
that?
Push it again.
I'd like to go and buy some salami. I would like to go and buy some salami.
It's probably thinking. So it's taking...
Me gustaría comprar adelante salami wifi.
Yeah, so she's now got three bags of salami she's buying for you, okay? You're doing really well. You've just knocked off the whole of the Vic Market with that little unit.
But it's tiny and it's very comfortable to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Yeah, what size would you say? It's like, what...
Well, you can certainly hold it in your palm. It goes from the bottom of your palm.
It's only at one third as wide as a phone.
Mm.
You know, width. I mean, between your thumb and your index finger or whatever. However,
and
you hold
the
it.
About the same height.
And it comes with a lanyard. You can hang it around your neck. So, I hope it comes in French. You know, when I'm feeling a bit slack and I can't think of the word, I could walk into the French patisserie and get exactly the chocolate croissant I want.
Do you speak French?
Habla francés.
Yeah. Hablo francés.
Hablo francés.
Do you speak French? So I actually think, look, it's interesting. I don't know what it costs. Now, the reason we were sent this is that Booking.com have done some research, and they're saying that Australians, one of the fears Australians have is that they can't speak the language. So they think this little unit, now I don't think they're going to give them away, but they've sent them to the media, and it says almost half of travellers want to be a limitless traveller to push their limits and seek out new and unknown destinations while on holiday. But 67% of Aussies feel they're not adventurous enough on holiday, and over two-thirds want to travel freely with no regrets. But one of the big issues is that they just don't feel comfortable. So this little device translates English into three language outputs, including Spanish, Japanese, and the Chinese is actually Mandarin. So Kevin Rudd, the Kevin Rudd Memorial Edition, we could probably, and it says it does it in 0.2 seconds without any internet connection. Now, as you heard, you give it a more complex question, and it has to think about it. It's all in the memory in this unit, and it works with a USB charger. So it has a cord. You plug it into your your phone charger, or use a USB port on a computer. So
you'll never go hungry if you're traveling, and you've got that little Illy with you.
Illy, I-L-I, yeah. And so it's all very, 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 very tricky. And so we're going to do a few little gadget reviews, I suppose you'd call them.
Yes, and we might choose the Inspector Gadget song again.
We might. And, you know, there's actually a smartphone app that can do this, but it's got a lot of languages. So next week, next show, we might try the smartphone app. I've got it on my Android, and I put it there, and I haven't really done anything with it, to be really honest with you. But it did seem quite efficient. I thought maybe more efficient than Google Voice. But we'll give it a try.
Why not? And if anybody else has got any
if you've got a gadget you want us to have a look at and it's relevant to travel.
Or even food.
Yeah, we don't need the latest toothbrush. I don't think it's going to cut it.
No.
But if it's relevant, doesn't have to be electronic. It can be any sort of gadget. Like I've got a terrific shaving brush that I bought in Vienna that folds up in its own little metal tube thing. And you can take it away. And I love going away with it because I still can have a decent brush and soap shave, you know. Yeah. So we might talk about that 1 week. All right, so that's our hour for this part of the world.
And that was a fascinating little trial of the gadget. We've got to try it even better the next time.
Just trying the gadget for one last time. She hates the word gadget. No, not working, is it?
No.
She's not happy.
No, she just likes simple language.
Coming up after 6 o'clock, some news.
Aparte venir a las 6 en punto algunas noticias.
Okay, and listen, after 6 o'clock, we might switch it to another language and give our Japanese friends a thrill. What do you think?
That would be good, but I won't be able to understand it, but you might.
No, unless it's yakitori or something I can eat. No. Sushi?
Yes, sushi yum.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on J Air 87.8 FM.